Well, the pop perfection of Gentle on My Mind and the genre-shattering influence of Aeroplane would be an amazing combination of career milestones for any artist to claim. John Hartford was no ordinary artist. He was more like a river. He wound, flowed, changed course, confounded established borders, made lakes and eddies and new shores, and left the musical landscape eternally different than it had been before. In the final stretch of this river, maybe the one that ends up having the longest impact. Between 1980 and 2001, John Hartford wrote thousands of fiddle tunes, filling more than 60 notebooks, all handwritten in beautifully scripted notation. He voraciously researched other fiddlers, transcribing their tunes and writing their stories and biographies. He practiced and jammed relentlessly. Friends described how every time they saw John at home or on the road, he had a fiddle in his hand. He even started entering fiddle contests, something unheard of for an artist of his commercial stature. At first, during the 1980s, he kept his fiddle tunes separate from the albums he released. Generally, the public John Hartford was still thought of as a banjo player. But as the volume original tunes increased, he relented and began to record some of them. The vast majority continued to accumulate in his notebooks. And as many tunes as he wrote, he transcribed and researched even more. He became a walking fiddle tune encyclopedia. John's wife Marie once reportedly exclaimed, "I don't understand why you like to sit up all night playing those old fiddle tunes. They all sound the same and they have funny names." "Well," John replied, "mostly I like it because they all sound the same and have funny names." Here's one of John's originals called Tennessee Politics.